Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. It's time for the Youth Sports Show with the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, and as long as I've been doing shows on the radio, this has never happened. Never had this happen. My special guest today is getting married today. That's why we're playing that Bruno Mars music. I'm telling you, first of all, you look beautiful. So,
thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. What time is the wedding today?
It's at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. I've never had this, and I said, "You sure? We can pick a different date?" You said, "No, I'm good. How's Jake doing?"
He's good. He's at home getting ready, doing little last minute things.
We're gonna reach out to Jake about 9:25 and congratulate him.
Aww.
And I think it's wonderful. We are talking today. In fact, this whole hour, we're gonna talk about infinite, right?
Yep.
Infinite gymnastics. And I reached out to Maya a while ago, and I don't know whether to call you Maya Meldman, because that's coming today, so we may just get you used to that. What is your last name now?
Paleo.
Paleo. Maya Paleo, soon to be Maya Meldman. In fact, at 4 o'clock today, and it's a beautiful fall, crisp day. It's perfect. And I'm really happy for you. My wife and I have been married 35 years.
Oh, wow.
So this thing, thanks. It can work. You know, it can, and you're going to make just an absolutely gorgeous bride. Yeah, what a perfect day. And you'll be able to go back and get this as we talk about, you know, your company and the things that you guys do at Infinite Gymnastics. We're going to be joined later in the show, Emily Bear, along with Julia
Strashevsky.
Yeah, Julia, that's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to try my best, along with Jennifer Dunn. But this first segment, I really want to talk to Maya about Infinite Gymnastics, excuse me. They're located 8989 North 55th Street in Brown Deer. And you can go to infinitegymnastics.com for more information. Can we talk about how long have you been there, and are you the owner?
I have a part of the ownership.
Okay.
Yes.
And your job title is?
I don't really have a job title. I kind of, you know, do it all, jack of all trades. I work with the preschoolers, I do the recreational girls, we have an Excel team program.
How did you get, were you a gymnast?
Yes.
And at an early age?
I started when I was about 5, and I did it all the way through high school, and then I started coaching, and I've been coaching ever since.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Nicolet High School.
And did you know at an early age that this is something that you wanted to do for a while?
You know, my parents, they saw me flipping around on the furniture, and they said, let's get this girl into gymnastics, and that's how a lot of kids start.
Yeah, I believe that. In fact, I had a chance a while back to interview some people that were on the Olympic team that were actually in town, and two of the guys that were there said exactly that. Look, we had a trampoline in the back, and I watched my older brothers do this, and I wanted to be them. And so then, and we were jumping on the furniture, and they said, we got to get him away from our furniture.
Safer,
and it is safer. When you talk to parents, and we're going to talk to a number of people here today about this, but the mission statement of Infinite Gymnastics, and I read this, and you believe that caring and yet structured atmosphere with a positive feedback will provide each child with confidence and a positive self-image is so important, I think, in today's society more than ever before.
Absolutely.
It really is. I'm going to turn your mic up just a little bit. You're a little quieter than I am, and that's okay because most people are. Hey, when you guys opened, how long has Infinite Gymnastics been on in Brown Deer?
I believe it's been there for, how old am I? So maybe 12 years, 22
yeah, years.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
22 years of teaching kids in this area. Mm-hmm. Is your goal to get kids to want to compete at the next level? Is your goal? And looking at your website, I think it's really a good website. You guys, there's kind of a rec deal where if parents want their kids to go and just experience it, and then you've got some pretty competitive teams. So is your goal to have the kids, when they're younger, fall in love with gymnastics?
Absolutely. That's our main mission. So for when we start off, even with our preschool program, we just want them to come in and have fun and, you know, really just fall in love with the sport. We're not too serious with them. We just want them to, you know, oh, you know, congratulations, you walked across the beam, and they feel so good about themselves. And so it's a lot of confidence building. And
do you know at an early age if kids have it? Do you know because I've been a basketball coach for a long time, and there are kids that develop at different ages. And so there are kids that I see in third grade that cannot chew gum and dribble at the same time. And then all of a sudden, fifth, sixth grade, the light bulb goes on, and they fall in love with the sport, and they on their own, you know, along with some help, get better. And so I there are kids that I think in fourth and fifth grade that, boy, oh boy, these are as good. This kid's going to be a really good player, and then either loses interest or doesn't want to compete anymore. Do you know at an early age if kids have it in this sport?
Oh, yeah, we can recognize it at a very young age. They're strong. They've got the good listening, which is very important.
You find that hard. That's a challenge sometimes.
Yeah.
Look, I have three grandsons. Mm-hmm. They're 8, 7, and 4. And there are times, and they live across the street from me. And they have a trampoline in the backyard.
Nice.
And they're out there all the time. And I know the whole listening thing. I get that. Yeah, I was a bad listener as well.
Yeah.
But, and that, the parents have to be good listeners too. Correct?
Hopefully the apple and the tree.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think it's look, for me as a basketball coach, one of the most difficult things sometimes is the parents, because in basketball, some parents all think that their kids are going to go to the NBA.
Right.
And so in gymnastics, do you get, I would assume with a lot of things that I've read over the years, they're kind of like in theater or in acting, there are some parents in basketball and gymnastics that think right away their kids are going to go to, you know, get a full ride in college,
right,
and go to the Olympic team.
There's always those parents, you know, but that's, you know, like you said, every sport.
Every sport.
Yeah.
Did you find that the interest in your sport gets much higher every 4 years with the Olympics?
Oh, absolutely. We do have that Olympic boom every 4 years.
Do you find that you keep, is it difficult to keep that excitement? Because, you know what, guys like me, we get hooked on it for those, you know, those days that we're getting a chance at 7 o'clock to turn on and cheer for the women's team and cheer for the men's team. And then we don't see it again unless we're searching for it,
right,
for 4 years. And I think that's a difficult part about gymnastics.
Yeah. You know, we look forward to every 4 years that great Olympic boom. But I really think that, you know, Simone Biles has done so much for the sport and just drawing all the attention. Everybody wants to be her, and she is the, you know, best gymnast in the history of the sport. And
a great ambassador
yes.
for you guys.
Oh my gosh,
really good
amazing.
Ambassador.
Yes.
And all the look, what we do on this youth sports show is there are some uncomfortable questions I may ask, and the parents was one of them. You know, it's important because other youth organizations, and the reason the show started is because other youth organizations want to know what works for you guys and what doesn't work and how you handle and what your fees are and that kind of stuff. And so it's more of a teaching moment. What we're not going to talk about today is all the other nonsense, the Michigan State stuff. We're just not, because you know what? You could open up the can of worms in any sport and find problems. What we want to do is highlight and celebrate what you guys do at Infinite Gymnastics and give people an option if they want to come over and take a look at your facility. I haven't been there, but online, the pictures look phenomenal. It looks like a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
How many kids, is there a number of kids that you can say, look, this is what we have? It's hard because you have different teams, correct?
Correct.
Boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Boys on one side, girls on the other.
Yes.
And kids can come and just try it in a rec facility, or they can try out for teams.
So we pull our team children out of our rec program. So we'll find an athlete that we think has, you know, what it takes. They've got the talent, the
drive.
That's huge, the passion.
Yep.
And we'll invite them to join our team program.
Yeah. How many coaches?
We've got three girls coaches, like 10 or 11.
10 or 11. And how many kids that come through do you think? I guess that number changes, right?
It does, yeah. I would say about, you know, 500 students.
Wow.
Per year.
Is it all from the Milwaukee and North Shore?
Yes. We get a lot of Milwaukee, but we get the Brown Deer, the Mequon, the Shorewood, Whitefish Bay.
Glendale.
Because
you want, yes, the Nicolet kids.
Glendale.
Right?
I can't forget Glendale.
You're a proud Nicolet grad.
Yes.
You can't forget them. They're located 8989 North 55th Street in Brown Deer, 414-371-9520. 414-371-9520. Do what I did. InfiniteGymnastics.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
InfiniteGymnastics.com is where you're going to want to go for any questions. And I don't know if Maya will be there next week to answer your questions. Somebody will be. Emily will be there. Are you getting married today at 4 o'clock again? If you just joined us, this in all the years I've been doing this show, I've never had this happen before. But Maya, pronounce your last name for me.
Paleo,
excuse me. Maya Paleo, soon to be Maya Meldman. In fact, at probably 4:20 today, 4:30, she will be Maya Meldon. And we're going to talk to Jake to congratulate him at 9:25. We've got a number of guests that are going to join us here for the hour, and we're going to continue to talk a little bit about not only the girls and the boys Junior Olympic program, the competitive part of this. Can you explain, you guys have is it a select team that you have? I was looking through a bunch of stuff that you guys do, and is it called Excel?
Excel, yes. So Excel is a competitive program. It's sanctioned by USA Gymnastics, and they there's about 5 levels, and the girls are separated based upon their skills, and they compete against other gyms within the same, you know, we compete locally.
Okay.
And it's not quite as intense as the Junior Olympic program. We practice fewer hours. We work hard, but we have fun. And so it's just like a little bit less of a commitment. Somebody doesn't want to do, you know, the Junior Olympic like Julia does, where they're like 6 days a week.
Right.
You know?
And the Junior Olympic part is a year-round commitment, correct?
Yes. All of our competitive programs are year-round commitments.
And are people, what are the registration? Are there times that people have to register, or can they come in at any time and try to get involved?
So for our recreational program, we can enroll at any time. For our team programs, we have a season that we stick to. So coming in midway through season would be kind of difficult, but we usually select our new recruits at the beginning of the season. And
when does your season?
Well, it's different. We've got for our Junior Olympic program, there's what's called the compulsories,
mm-hmm.
which is level 2 through level 5, and They all have the same routines based on, you know, whatever level you're in. Everybody competes the same routine. They've got the same music. So it'll be, you'll go to a competition and you'll see the same routine over and over again from all the gymnasts that are competing against that. When you get to the optionals, that's when it gets a little more fun. It's the upper levels, and the gymnasts can create their own routines and throw in their own upper level skills.
That's when they get to be creative.
Yes.
Hey, I looked at your calendar, and you guys are busy, right?
Yes, we are.
You guys are busy with preschool classes, girls rec classes, girls superstar preteen, some co-ed classes, boys rec classes. And if you, again, go on their website, and you can get all this information that we're talking about, infinitegymnastics.com. And it's spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E, gymnastics.com. And again, 414-371-9520. And we're going to be talking to these guys the rest of the hour, and then we're going to make sure that Maya gets out of here right at 10 o'clock. Because, again, if you just joined us, she's getting married today. 4 o'clock, and we're going to talk to Jake. At about 9:25, we're going to congratulate him. Throughout the show, we'll talk to Emily, and we'll talk to Julia, and we're going to talk to Jennifer a little bit about being involved to their coaches, their former gymnasts, and we'll talk to them about this club and why, as a parent, you're going to want to talk to these guys. And they do boys and girls. They have both competitive programs. They have rec programs. They have little – what ages do you start?
18 months.
18 months?
Yes.
18 months. You know, I think when my daughter, who lives across the street with my grandsons, I think I took her to like a mom-daughter tumbling class at the Y, but yeah. I was available. I was the only dad there. And yeah, they looked at me a little different in the beginning, but then fully accepted me.
We have lots of dads now. So.
You do?
We do, yeah.
And when they come, before we get to a break, in fact, let's get to a break. I'm going to ask you, when they come, do they drop the kids off or do they watch? And we'll do that on the other side. We've got to get out. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, live at State Fair Park. We're at C6. If you're coming by, I'll be doing my shows live here till noon today. And then sticking around, emceeing some of the events here at the Home and Remodeling Show for Nary Milwaukee. We're talking Infinite Gymnastics today. Maya is soon to be Maya Meldman. At 4 o'clock today, she's getting married, which is, like I said early on, this has never happened on any of the shows I've done. So thank you so much for your willingness to come in. And obviously, this gymnastics facility and these kids mean an awful lot to you to be able to do that. And I appreciate your willingness to do it. 8989 North 55th Street in Brown Deer, 414-371-9520. Hey, you talked the last segment that kids as young as 18 months, that's where when they start. Obviously, at that early age, it's more about tumbling and it's more about just having kids interact with each other, correct?
Right. So at 18 months, our goals for them, they're with their parents, and we set up kind of, we call them circuits. They're kind of like little obstacle courses where they'll do the balance beam and the bars and, you know, beginner vaults. So basically at that age, they're working on, you know, jumping with 2 feet together, which,
sure.
You know, and holding onto the bar, and sometimes we'll do flips. It, you know, it's all progressions. So, you know, if they go there and they just learn how to hold onto the bar, and then we go from there the next week and kind of, you know, work with them. And every child is at a different place. So we just try.
At what age then do they continue to go? When they're in high school age, are they still with you?
Yep, we have girls in high school that practice with us. So, like we said, 18 months all the way through 18 years.
Yeah, boys, more boys than girls, much more on the girls' side?
Much more on the girls' side,
yeah.
Yes. But we do have a lot of boys.
Do you find that, and I guess on the boys' side, and this might be wrong, there's competition for you all over the place. Do you find that if somebody wants to be a good gymnast, that they have to be a single sport athlete?
For the JO program, absolutely, because they can, you know, practice as many as 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes it hard to do other sports. But with the Excel program that I run, you know, we have gymnasts that do other sports. We have a lot of in track, you know, swimming. I have one girl, I swear she does every sport you can think of, from like lacrosse to
all of them.
She does every sport.
And she's good. She's good with you.
Yes. And she's
just a great athlete.
She's just a very busy. Yep. She's just a tremendous athlete.
Hey, do you find that on the boys' side that does it take a different type of athlete, or is it some of the best athletes that feel like growing up that they have to play football, basketball, baseball because that's what everybody else does? Once they get into gymnastics and find their niche in that, a lot of them stay, because some of the best gymnastics in the history of the United States have come from this area.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they really have the twins.
Uh-huh.
The brothers.
Colin Morgan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they're from Wisconsin.
And it's interesting because when I talked to the Olympic gymnastic people that I talked to, they did talk about the pure dedication. And I said, if you had to do it all over again, and they said definitely. Because not only, in fact, one of the girls said to me, Maya, she said, there's no chance that I would ever been able to see some of the places I've seen throughout the world if it was not for gymnastics.
Right.
And the friends that I have are all friends that I met through gymnastics.
Yep.
And she said, and she was younger, and she said, when I get married, they're going to be in my wedding. I mean, these not the kids I go to grade school with, not the kids I went to high school with, but these.
Right.
So I find that to be refreshing for me.
Yeah. Well, you're together almost every day, and you travel together, and, you know, staying in one of the best parts about going to a competition can be, you know, staying in a hotel room and, you know, with your friends. And
how expensive is it to do what you guys do?
Well, it, I
depending
mean,
on what level,
right,
I guess,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you want to just come in and be part, especially at the early age, when do the parents then, you said it's a father-daughter or father-son thing. When do you then say, okay, Mom, Dad, you gotta go watch in this room?
Well, once they get to 3 years old, that's when we have the three-year-olds kind of go by themselves.
Okay.
And sometimes the parents will have them kind of stick around and back away slowly, you know, so that the kid doesn't, you know, freak out that their parents are gone.
Right.
But the goal of the three-year-olds really is to, you know, start that separation.
Yeah, and I think you have to do it at that age. And I'm sure that there's different kids that are ready for that and other kids that might not be ready for that.
Right.
Yeah, When you talk about the separation with the parents and stuff, at an early age, are the boys more difficult at that or the girls?
It's, you know, every child is different. You know, it really depends on the child. And it seems as though if they've been in our program since they were, you know, two and with the parent taught, that it's a really easy transition once the parent steps away because they already know what to do. They already know how to do all of the things.
You know what? I have not heard. Hey, Mitch, back in the studio. Are we ready? We have a special guest. So if you just joined us, my special guest today, Maya, is getting married at 4 o'clock, and she's still here at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show doing my youth sports show. And we're now joined by Jake Meldman. Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Hey Jake, you got a big day today, man. What a beautiful day to get married.
Yeah, the clouds are gone, the rain's gone, and nice day.
Hey Jake, I've not met you, but now I've met Maya. Man, you've all kicked your coverage, pal. You know that, right?
Yeah,
she's
a good one.
Yeah, she's a really good one, and I'm so happy that she's joining us today, and she's really proud of Infinite Gymnastics and the work that they do with kids in our community. And she talked about you being a contractor. This would be a great place for you to be. I got to get you to be a Nary member, Jake.
I've worked a Nary show in my day.
Well, Hey, you know what? If I get you to be a Nary member with your company, I can get you on my Nary show from 8 to 9 on Saturdays, and we can talk about Maya behind her back a little bit.
Sounds good.
Hey, do you get a chance, and obviously she is so passionate about what she does with these kids in the world of gymnastics. You see that every day. I see it now when I'm talking to her. Obviously, she's does a great job with these kids, and you must hear about it a lot.
Yeah, everywhere we go, some kids are coming up to her, Coach Maya, or some parents are thanking her for giving their kids confidence and putting them in the right direction. And
man, that's awesome. Hey, Jake, good luck today. Don't mess this thing up, man. You do not want to mess this up today.
You're right. Thank you.
You bet. That's Jake. He's getting married to Maya today at 4 o'clock. We're going to get to a break. On the side of the break, we're going to be joined by Emily and Julia as we continue to talk about infinite. Why do I have a hard time with that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea either. Gymnastics.
Your possibilities are infinite.
You know what? And I have that. Here it is. There it is. Where your possibilities are infinite. That's exactly what their slogan is. Go to infinitegymnastics.com. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're live at State Fair Park for the Home and Remodeling Show, the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. And we're talking about infinite gymnastics. And we've got Maya coming up in the fourth segment. She'll come back along with Jennifer Dunn. But right now, Emily Bear, who is she is the office manager and former gymnast at Infinite Gymnastics, along with the girls' junior Olympic coach, Julia Straszewski.
Close enough.
Julia, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm horrible with names. I just don't know. I don't know why they let me do this radio stuff. Hey, Julia, let's start with you. The girls' junior Olympic coach, how long have you been coaching?
So, officially, I've been coaching since I was about 17 years old, and I'm 24 right now, so we're looking at about, 7 years officially on the table, but I kind of started off, a lot of kids especially get trained when they're younger as kind of assistants, assisting with classes, so I was a gymnast about 12, 13 years old, assisting with things like high-interest days that schools do, and, top classes and stuff like that from the time I was, 12 to 14-ish.
How young were you when you started?
I was considered old, so I was 7.
And you were old?
That was old, yes. That's considered old.
And you're a Rufus King grad?
I'm a Rufus King graduate, and then I graduated from UW-Stevens Point.
Man, good for you, a pointer.
Yeah. Hey,
that's awesome. Emily, where did you go to school?
I went to Nicolet and Shorewood High School, and okay. Then graduated from UW-Milwaukee.
And you competed as well? You were a gymnast?
I did. I grew up in the gym with Maya.
At this gym?
Yes, it was under different ownership when it first opened, so okay. Yes, it was with this gym.
But you guys, so you've known each other a long time.
We have.
You going to the wedding today?
I am her maid of honor, so I should be. I will be there.
You are.
Yes.
She will be an absolutely gorgeous bride.
Amazing bride, and let me tell you, I don't want to give any spoilers, but the venue, everything she did is beautiful. It looks effortless, and she did it all herself. She didn't let anyone help.
You know what she said? By 1 o'clock, she's, okay, we're done now. We're ready to go. So it's good. What a beautiful day for this. Hey, so you've been at the gym for how long?
Now I'm going on a year, almost slightly under.
So. Yeah, as the office manager, you're busy.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm on your website. You guys got a lot going on.
We do.
And I think it's important that you do, because that gives kids an opportunity. Get away from the video games. You know what? Let's go compete. Let's go have some fun. Let's go meet new friends. And I'm really impressed with a lot of stuff that I learned about your company and your gym on the website. Julia, when kids want to be part of, on the girls' side, the Junior Olympic, do they have to try out for the team? Do you select the team? Is there cuts, things like that?
So we don't have a tryout process or necessarily an official selection process or anything like that. What it usually starts as is kids enter either our you know, our rec program or our preschool program, and we kind of look for kids that work especially hard, show a special interest in it, or their parents are really interested in kind of moving them forward, and then we usually extend an invitation to one of our pre-team track-based programs. So we have a track for younger kids that kind of eases them into the more highly competitive, rigorous practices that we have. So they usually go from taking a class one day a week to once for a little bit longer, especially for the younger those younger students that are like 3-4 years old. And then they start coming twice a week in our pre-team program. And then from there, we kind of, we put everything out there. Like, this is kind of how team works for parents, because it's a commitment for parents, too.
Very much so.
And we kind of lay everything out on the table, and we go, we'd really like to move this group up. If you're interested, let's go for it.
Look, in basketball, I see at times, especially when I used to coach at younger ages, that there are times where the parents had more interest than the kid did. And I've seen it work both ways, where then the kid, learns to re-love the sport and everything's going great. But there are other times it goes the other way, where they get burned out and say, I just don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But my parents keep making me. Do you see that in your sport as well?
It happens a little bit. Usually, especially since gymnastics is kind of notorious for being a high commitment type sport. You can't just, drop in and out and expect to continue to make achievements and progress. We find a lot of times that if kids are not willing, the parents will not be necessarily so pushy with
right.
their own agenda. So it usually kind of balances out.
Hey, Emily, when as the office manager and former gymnast, your job is to keep everything organized, correct?
Yeah, for the most part.
And when somebody calls, and the number is 414-371-9520, and they talk to you, and they say, hey, look, my daughter or my son has some experience, was at a different club, but we want to check out your club, or, hey, we've never done anything like this, but my five-year-old is really jumping off my couch all the time. So then you then kind of direct them to where they should come and get involved with what you guys are doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We get those calls all of the time, regardless of experience. If the child is jumping off of couches, we definitely prefer they do it in the gym. But yeah, children jumping all around to zero experience whatsoever, maybe they're not as naturally skilled, that's fine. We welcome everyone in. We do evaluations actually just to, not to create an intimidating, scary process, because it's not. It's super laid back, but they'll come in. We do them by appointment only, 4 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, but of course we can schedule something if that's not convenient. Yeah, we just invite them in, have them work with a coach for about 10 or 15 minutes so we can assess what class would be the best fit for them.
On your Facebook, what jumped off the page at me was there are kids ages, races. It almost was this little rainbow coalition.
Absolutely.
Of boys, girls, older, younger, from all different, it looked like, at least from the pictures, all different backgrounds. And I thought, the only time that I felt that and saw it was at First Stage Children's Theater. Mm-hmm. I went down there for on a summer day for a meeting that I had there in the summer camp program that they had. I walked away feeling the same way I felt when I saw the pictures on your website, where, you know what, these are all kids that are just kind of hanging out, having fun together.
Absolutely, and we certainly have something for everyone. Gymnastics is such an exclusive sport, but over the years, especially with the addition of the Excel program,
sure,
it's gotten a lot more inviting to people that maybe weren't the traditional gymnast or growing mm-hmm. up in the foam pit since 2 or 1 years old.
Right.
So we really do have something for everyone. I mean, camps, summer camps we do. We have parent night outs, open gyms, of course. You need no experience. You just come in on a Friday from noon to 2 or Saturday, 5:30 to 6:30 for ages 5 and under, 6:30 to 8 p.m. ages 6 plus.
That's super all on your website.
Great. Absolutely.
By the way, it's
all
on the
website.
Let me give you that website, Infinite Gymnastics. It's INFINITE gymnastics.com, or call them at 414-371-9520. They're located 8989 North 55th Street in Brown Deer. Go to the website, and look at the first of all, the facility looks to be really, really pretty and nice and kept very well. That's important, right?
It is a healthy, thriving, beautiful gym.
Yeah, I think that that's really important. Julia, when you for the first time talk to parents that want to get involved in this, and look, as a sales guy, we need to have like elevator pitches. Mm-hmm. because you've been involved and gymnastics has been part of your life for a really long time, mm-hmm. what do you tell them the benefits of being a gymnast is?
So I think probably the most telling thing I've ever been, that feedback I've ever gotten back is actually in high school I was varsity cross country, and my coach came up to me because my youngest sister's still at Rufus King, and he came up to me when I was at an event with some of the current kids there, and he was like, you know, I never realized how beneficial gymnastics was until, you know, I had you as a student, and then I put my own kids in at a different gym because he lives on the clear opposite side of town.
Okay, sure.
But and I was like, are you sure you don't want to bring him over?
Yeah, come on over. You got to recruit.
But he was like, it's such a dynamic sport for young kids, just developing those motor skills and everything. So when I'm looking, it usually happens I end up having to sub for someone in a random class on a day that I'm not necessarily coaching team. And I'm like, wow, this kid is showing extreme focus. They're really into it. So I'll approach the parents and go, hey, your kid's awesome.
Yeah.
I have this track I'd like them to go on, because I think they have a lot of potential, and they seem to really, really, really enjoy it. Is this something you'd be interested in taking them further? Because gymnastics opens possibilities.
Boy. Well, here's what I believe as a basketball coach. I don't think you can be undisciplined all day long in the classroom and then get to the basketball court and try to be disciplined for an hour and a half. And this sport that you guys are involved with takes a tremendous amount of discipline. You know, one of the things that the Olympic people that I had a chance to interview, and they were in studio, the one girl said that the difficult part growing up was I had to really be healthy with what I ate. And I'm happy about it now, but when I was younger, it was really difficult to go with my friends as they went to McDonald's or went to, you know, have a pizza and stuff. And she said, look, I could do a little of it, but I had to make sure that I was physically really fit, healthy to be able to compete at the level I wanted to compete with. She said, other than that, I wouldn't change any of this stuff. So she said, I was a better student because of it. I think I was a better daughter because of gymnastics. I was a better friend. Mm-hmm. And I think all that plays into it.
Absolutely. I mean, something else, aside from all the physical aspects, the mental aspects mm-hmm. as well, because not only is it an individual sport, but it's a team sport as well. So you have the opportunity to place for your team, but you're also accountable to yourself because mm-hmm. you can win individual placing. And I mean, that lesson alone, to be accountable for yourself and the bigger team, it's such an invaluable lesson that I really encourage
all
families to get into.
Yeah, our gym ends up, gyms always end up like families with how, you know, your teammates are there to help push you because you are competing against them.
Right.
In some sense, but at the same time, you're also competing for them. So you build a really strong bond with a lot of the people that some of our kids spend 6 days in the gym for 3 hours at a time there.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It's a lot of time.
Hey guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Emily, good luck today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. We'll finish that speech.
A lot of pressure. Hey, I can help you with that part. No pressure.
I'll call you later.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to bring Maya back and Jennifer Dunn, who was a gymnast herself and is the mom of a current male gymnast, that we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. And we're talking with people from Infinite Gymnastics. You can go to infinitegymnastics.com for more information. Our last segment, we were talking to Jennifer Dunn. She's a mom of 9-year-old Dominic, who is a current male gymnast. And we were going to talk to Maya, kick Maya loose. Althea, how are you?
Althea.
It doesn't matter. Althea, how are you? I'm horrible with names. Don't you get red on me. She is 11 years old. She is Maya's daughter. She used to be a gymnast, and then she was a dancer, but she broke her left arm. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Glen Hills Middle School.
Glen Hills Middle School. Are you a good student?
Yes.
Yeah, you like your teacher?
Yes.
I bet you do. What a special day for you as well today. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You got your outfit all picked out, ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet you picked that out a while ago.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's so nice to meet you. What a pretty girl you are. Hey, Jennifer, how long has Dominic been part of gymnastics?
He started when he was about 2.5.
He did. Did you know, was it something that he fell in love with early?
He was crawling all over the house.
Okay.
And we were more worried that he'd fall and hurt himself.
Sure.
So my husband and I talked it over, and we started him in gymnastics to teach him how to fall.
Yeah.
And with the goal of keeping him out of the ER.
That's
like
awesome.
Any parent of a small boy's goal is.
Yeah.
And it just took off from there.
Where does he go to school?
He goes to school in Grafton.
Are there other kids in the school that are involved in this sport?
Girls, no boys.
Really? Mm-hmm. He's good at what he does?
He's very good.
Is he a multi-sport athlete?
He was. He used to play soccer and baseball, but because he's gone so far into gymnastics,
yeah.
The time commitment has had us pull back from other sports.
Do you love it?
I love it. He loves it. I was worried as an ex-gymnast that I was putting him in a sport
yes.
that I loved and not necessarily him. And it's sort of cute because he'll look at me and go, Mom, don't worry about it. It's not girls' gymnastics. It's harder. We do 6 stations, not just 4.
Good for him. Good. Do you know my I felt that too because I'm still a basketball coach, mm-hmm. and my son growing up after 8th grade, he said, I'm done. I want to play club volleyball. I'm done with basketball. But he was going to a high school called Calvary Baptist in Menominee Falls that I knew that they were going to need him because he was a very good basketball player, and I gave him 2 months off. And then one day I came in, I said, get your shoes, we're going to the gym, you're getting some shots up. He said, no, I've quit basketball. I said, get your shoes, we're going to the Y. And he was really upset. And on the way home, he hit me on the leg and he said, thank you. I said, you're welcome. So as parents, we got to feel like, are we pushing too hard? Mm-hmm. And your sport, big reputation of tough parents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Pushing their kids a little bit too hard. Also in basketball and football, but I don't know if we get as bad a press as you guys do.
I think it's just because of the time commitment and the amount of focused energy that gymnastics truly requires.
Right.
But without that focused energy and that practice time, it can become very unsafe.
Hey, can you tell me what about what about this gym fits for you and works for you?
It's like a family. You walk in the door, you're greeted by people that are friendly, that have the children's best interests at heart, and they really... they take care of the kids. My husband and I are a firm believer that for kids that are in sports, if your child is uncoachable, you run the risk of when they become an adult, they become unemployable. So really,
to
getting
point.
The feedback that the coaches give, and they give it in a holistic approach that really allows positive growth for the kids.
She is Jennifer Dunn, and again, her 9-year-old son Dominic is a 9-year-old gymnast, and he's part of Infinite Gymnastics. And this gym that we've talked about all day, and I love that answer. You know, I agree with you on that. I think that. You know, if kids are disciplined, and I said this last segment, I don't think you can be undisciplined all day and then get into the gym and be disciplined for that hour and a half or 3 hours of practice. I don't think it's possible. You can't do it. So we as parents have to have them be disciplined and hand them over to a coach and say, here's a young man or a young woman that's going to be disciplined and work hard for you. What does the future hold, do you think, for him?
As long as he continues to like gymnastics and wants to do it, we'll keep him in it. The moment he says, Mom, this isn't fun anymore, I don't want to do it, you know, we're done.
Now, he'll end up, if you guys stay where you are, he'll go to Grafton High School?
Correct.
Is there gymnastics? There's nothing for him at the high school.
In the entire state of Wisconsin, there is no high school-sponsored male gymnastics.
I had a buddy that had a daughter at a young age in gymnastics, and he said going to the meets for him were brutal because it was so long. I think that'd be pretty cool to watch kids compete all over the place. Is it a long weekend when they're in a big tournament?
For my husband and I, no, not really, because we love watching it and we love seeing our son perform. And you know, he has the discipline. It provides him with self confidence. The sport does. And he completely loves it.
Hey, guys, this has been great. Thank you so much. Certainly congratulations to Maya. You're going to have fun today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be out there dancing?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Okay.
You're lucky I'm not there. I'll be doing all the break. No, I wouldn't. I would embarrass everybody. It's so nice to meet you. It's nice. I tell your mom, you give her a hug. She's going to be just a beautiful bride today. Jennifer, it's nice to meet you. And all the people, again, from Infinite Gymnastics, if you want to go to their website, I would highly recommend that. Or call them. They'll have any answers that you need. Emily Bear will set you in the right way, man. She does a great job with this gym. It's 414-371-9520. Man, this has been a good show. I hope that Maya and Jake, I wish them the best. After today, it's Maya and Jake Meldman. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Like I'm ready, 'cause it's a beautiful night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.